This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Lawmakers got good and bad news from state economists who project a weakening economy, but say the state's budget picture has slightly improved. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado is still facing a roughly $1 billion budget shortfall. Greg Sobetsky is a nonpartisan legislative economist. He told the legislature's Joint Budget Committee there's a lot of uncertainty at the federal level, and he said there's a chance the state could be in a much better position than what economists show, or much worse.
You should know that there are real consequences that aren't even anticipated here based on the risks that we're showing.
Colorado's economy is expected to grow, and some of the pressures on the state's budget could slightly ease. Lawmakers are required to pass a balanced budget, and cuts still loom. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The mother of Kylan Lewis is asking the Arapahoe County District Attorney to reopen his case. Lewis was shot and killed by Aurora police last May. His mother, LaRonda Jones, asked current DA Amy Padden to look at the facts.
The body cams to me say it all. It says it all. That my son was unarmed. Saying, I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing. And his hands up. And still, Michael Deeks fired. A fatal shot.
A previous DA declined to press charges due to lack of evidence. Possible snow along the Front Range tonight. You're listening to CPR News.